Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Monday, May 16th, 2022. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market, there were no trades on Friday, May 13th, 2022. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. General Property Corporation, $5.40. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $2.80. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 13 securities, of which one advanced, six declined, and six traded full. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index declined by 5.67 points to close at 2,000. The Composite Index declined at 2.93 points to close at 1,421.82. The Cross-Listed Index remained at 104.27. The SME Index declined by 0.41 points to close at 39.24. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 706,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $5.3 million. Massey Holdings Limited was the volume leader, with 559,000 shares changing hands for the value of $2.8 million, followed by Unilever Caribbean Limited, with a volume of 120,000 shares being traded for $1.9 million. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 54 stocks, of which 31 advanced, 17 declined, and 6 traded full. Market volume amounted to 9.6 million units, valued at over $89.8 million. The following companies represent the overall volume leaders. Trans-Jamaican Highway Limited with 3.5 million units. Wigton Wind Farm Limited ordinary shares with 1.3 million units. And Mayberry Investments Limited with 679,000 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one advanced and one unchanged as 141,000 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $6.8 million. Government of Barbados Bond Series B was the volume leader with 91,000 at a high of $73 and a low of $73 before closing at $73. They were followed by Goddard Enterprises Limited, which traded 49,000 shares. For RCI's Business Report, I am Tova Gibson.